Hi, this is Aditya Shukla, Mr. Jones, RANDY, JONES, date of services 2/24/2022. The date of birth is 9/22/70, date of accident 10/7/2020. History of presenting illness, Mr. Randy Jones is here for a follow-up evaluation. Basically, he has pain in the lower back, which is around 6, and pain in the neck is around 7. His pain in the left shoulder is 8, and left knee is 8. He's undergoing surgery with Dr. Zoma. He's waiting for a cardiology clearance. He's on lisinopril and norvasc for his blood pressure that is being managed by a primary care physician. And patient has received 5 trigger point injection so far, and they have brought him 50% improvement. Overall, the pain level varies from 5 to 8 depending on the area. His left shoulder is the worst pain right now. He's already seen the orthopedic surgeon. 70% improvement has been noticed into the spine pain. The areas that are affected are work 10, general activity, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 8. In the system review, in neurology, patient reports that he's suffering from headaches along with dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, weakness, loss of balance, depression. The patient denies any vision disturbance, double vision, spots in the eyes, or blackout seizures. He denies any loss of memory or lack of focus. He also has no panic, PTSD, anxiety. In the pain and numbness, patient reports knee pain on the left side, as well as left shoulder pain and neck pain, lower back pain, along with stiffness in the shoulder, neck, and lower back. Moderate difficulty in walking and climbing upstairs, downstairs is reported. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems are reported. There is no incontinence of the urine. You can see painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, or shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports there's no changes in the pain level, and there's no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are Norco 7.5, and substance abuse management is reported. Compliance history patient is fully compliant to the pain medication. Physical examination is as follows: the blood pressure is 202/184, pulse is 82, and the pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit of /11/2022. Dictation number is 0117-001, along with the diagnosis. Plan of care is to promote the patient to go for surgery for his shoulder and the knee at Dr. Zoma, who is the orthopedic surgeon, absolutely fine, perfectly well. The MRIs for shoulder does show plenty of problems. There is intra-substance tearing, tendinitis of the supraspinatus tendon, although without retraction, but it may require surgery. The lumbar spine has bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, along with slight anterior lisses of L5-S1. Most likely, the patient doesn't require any surgery. There is already a 70% improvement in the pain here, and patient can continue seeing a neurologist and a neuropsych. His medications are refilled: naproxen 500 twice a day, Allegra 50, Flexeril 10 twice a day. He's been provided with pain medication: Norco 7.5/325 for 30 days, 6 tablets. MRI for cervical spine has been ordered since patient is having a continuous pain. And that will be the all end of dictation. Thank you. Also, please add in the findings that patient had an extreme spasm in the paraspinal region, L1 and L4 bilaterally in the parasympathetic region has a trigger point with a reproducible tenderness, has not got better with the physical therapy. The extreme spasm is noticed when the patient would like to get a injection in this area to find some relief. The next part of the dictation is the procedure. Trigger point injection L1 and L4 bilaterally at the spine level in the paraspinal muscles. Medical indication, the patient exhibits extreme spasm in the muscles at paraspinal region from L1 bilaterally and L4 bilaterally. The injections were carried out simply after cleaning the area with alcohol and betadine and spraying with ethyl chloride. For each trigger point, 3 cc syringe was used containing dexamethasone and Narcan 0.05%, and it was injected and entire needle was withdrawn, bandages were applied. The patient did report relief of pain significantly after the end of this procedure. Thank you.